San Francisco is considered a national leader in pro-environmental policy, advocacy, and education. And while the city's a pioneer in recycling, it may be getting tougher on street recyclers who scavenge from blue bins throughout the city. Supervisor Christina Ologi has requested a hearing looking into how much money the city's losing because of scavengers, as well as ways to prevent the practice. That investigation could begin next month. Street recycling is a growing underground economy, and it's illegal. In this story produced by Nasreen Atassi, Ben Trefney reports from our archives.
Up Market Street from San Francisco's Financial District, just below the San Francisco Mint, is a somewhat smaller scale repository and money exchange. In a corner of a grocery store parking lot, inside a metal-gated fence, is San Francisco Community Recyclers, a key way station in an underground economy.
We're starting to get people that that are not even homeless of recycling. It's a pretty good business.
Jim Henry Hill III has worked at the recycling station for a few months. He empties contaminants, like cigarette butts, from the bottles and cans that recyclers turn in. Before Hill was an employee, he lived on the streets.
Well, I used to recycle, and you know, I was going from apartments to garbage cans. And I used to sell drugs at one time. I was all messed up. And then I just decided that, you know, I'm 45. I can't be doing this for the rest of my life. So I had to start somewhere. And as I was recycling every day, I was coming in asking, hey, can you use some help? Can I get a job? And finally it paid off.
Hill sees himself in many of the clients who come by the community recycler.
You know, you get all walks of life here. You know, mentally disturbed people. You get people that are just frustrated in life. You get drug addicts. You get even, you know, you get blue-collar people. You get some people that might have lost their job, and it's the only thing they can do to get money, so, you know, because the unemployment's not enough.
One man who's managed to earn some pretty good money recycling is Colombian immigrant Emedio Arango. After dropping off a load of cans and bottles, he pushes his hand-painted camouflage plastic cart out the gate of the community recycler. Arango wears camouflaged army gear, pants tucked into shiny black boots, in a Daniel Boone-style raccoon-tailed hat.
Yo realmente me dediqué fue al trabajo del reciclen hace unos cinco o seis meses.
Arango says he's been recycling regularly for 5 or 6 months. It pays for his cigarettes and food. He says he's content because it's peaceful and he can make a living.
Un trabajo normal, un trabajo...
When Arango's working, he runs from dumpster to dumpster, rifling through garbage for recyclable containers. He's efficient. Arango says he knows many people look down on his choice of work, but he sees recycling through the eyes of a businessman.
Bueno, realmente, yo diario, yo trabajo de lunes a domingo.
He says he works Monday through Sunday and makes about $50 or $55 every day. When the weather gets hotter, people start drinking more soda, water, and beer, so work increases. Arango says his cart can carry up to 350 pounds of recyclables, but there are others in this underground industry who operate on a larger scale.
When the recycle center's closed at 5, their trucks come out and buy the recyclables.
Ricky Jones makes his recycling rounds at night, pushing a hijacked grocery cart down back alleys south of Market Street. Jones grew up in San Francisco and graduated from McAteer High School in 1988. Now, he's homeless. He wears a lanyard of keys around his neck, and he says they open up locked dumpsters. He bought them from another recycler for $15. Late one weeknight on South Van Ness, Jones is meeting with a truck-driving recycler, a middleman, to sell his collection of bottles and cans. Jones says working with people who operate after hours is a trade-off.
If I sell it at the recycle center, just for this right here, I get about $15. If I sell it tonight to the truck, just for this right here, he'd probably give me in between $8 and $10, depending on what I can talk him out of. So I'll be taking a little bit of loss, but I have it tonight.
And at this point in Jones's life, that's important.
Because I'm a suffering addict. You know, sometimes it just get hard, and I know it's there, so I collect it, get about $15, $20, and go do kind of my business. And then I either stop or collect something for the next day.
For people living on the streets of San Francisco, that's something certain in their lives, something to hold on to. because no matter how many cans and bottles Jones, Arango, and the city's other street recyclers collect, there will always be more to find the next day. For CrossCurrents, I'm Ben Trefney in San Francisco.